Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at DReefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning, Mary Jo.
Good morning, Daniel.
Huge show today. John Wall at 10:30, DeMarcus Cousins at 10:45, Anthony Davis at 11, Randall Cobb at 11:30. What else do you want?
That's some kind of lineup.
April Fools.
Well, you didn't let that go very long.
No, I did not.
What if between now and 10:30 we could have actually worked on getting John Wall on?
There's no way we could have John Wall on at 10:30 because Preston Spradlin is on at 10:30.
Okay, well, there we
better. We are not bumping Preston Spradlin for John Wall. Yet we do. The guests we really have today are Morehead State permanent coach, introduced officially this week, Preston Spradlin, a former UK staffer under John Calipari. So he counts as the John Calipari coaching tree.
Yep.
Youngest Division I coach in the country. He's going to talk to us at 10:30. And then at 11:15, Dan Trojanman from AmericasBestRacing.com.
That's your favorite website.
It is.
Or one of them.
For horse racing.
Right, yeah.
Well,
that's what I meant.
I mean, it and the blood horse. I mean, like, those two are tied. There's really nothing better, in my opinion. But Dan, we had him on before. He was excellent. So, two big Derby prep races today, the Louisiana Derby and the Florida Derby, both today.
I know he doesn't call it anymore, but like every time I hear someone say Louisiana Derby, all I can hear is, Louisiana Derby!
Yeah.
Listen, so much has happened. Like, I feel like it's been a lifetime since we were together.
It's been
and
a busy
in many
week.
Ways, it has. Because it's like we've gone through all, like, the seven stages of grief.
Yeah.
Since we were last together. Mm-hmm. So it feels like it's so long ago. But really, we haven't. I don't want to rehash it.
No.
Let me just say that. But we haven't seen each other since the loss to North Carolina.
Just on UK basketball, here's what's happened since. Okay. John Higgins, the referee. Willis invited to pre-draft camp in Portsmouth. Willis earning West squad MVP in the All-Star game last night in Phoenix. The McDonald's All-American game featuring four UK commitments and two more that those four will not stop recruiting. UK has offered Zion Williamson. UK was named the Associated Press number one team of all time. Bam Adebayo reportedly not going to hire an agent. And then UK has interest in a former NC State signee. Could add another guy to the class. That's just the week since UK lost.
Yeah.
Quite a bit of stuff.
In just the most heartbreaking of fashion.
Indeed, it was one of those, you're standing, screaming, and then you're down to the ground. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen in a gym, they have the ski machines. Have you ever seen those things?
Mm-hmm.
So you put your hands all the way up, you reach up and grab the skis, and then you pull all the way down.
Yes.
Long stretch, supposed to get down to your knees. That's what it was. You started up here, and then you went all the way down.
But you actually did that a couple of times, because when they got up five.
Yeah.
And I will call him out right now. Matthew Lawrence texted me. I think they were up two or three. And he texted me when they're going to win by 10 or more. And I texted him back, I will not even respond. You are the worst. I hate you. And then he didn't respond to that. And then, of course, we did not win by 10. And I texted him the next day and just said, I blame you.
Yep.
And he said, I've been waiting for that text. But so, yeah, so you are like way up thinking, okay, we've got this.
Mm-hmm.
And then North Carolina goes on this 12-0 run. And then I'm about to turn the TV off because I just don't even want to see it. But then Malik hits that 1-3, and you're like, oh, well, okay, I'm going to stay tuned and see what happens. And then, I mean, just so much emotion and so many what-ifs in that game. So many what-ifs.
Indeed. And then John Higgins took a lot.
Yeah.
Took on a lot. It's pretty... It just, here's the worst part about it is, to me, this whole Higgins thing. He sucked. He was bad at his job, and it affected the game quite a bit. Instead of talking about that and considering options for John Higgins as far as officiating, especially in UK games, and just taking a look at his record and examining it, and maybe possibly having any kind of resolution, anything. Instead, it's John Higgins is a victim, and the UK fan base is horrible.
And he's doing the Final Four. Yeah. You know, so that roughing the Final Four is something that's reserved for the best of the best.
Right.
I think we can both agree that clearly sending death threats or whatever to a referee is just the stupidest thing you can do.
It is like, stupid.
Just get a life. That's ridiculous. I mean, just there is nothing worse than that. So we condemn that right from the get-go. But here's the things that I have a problem with. Number one, there was, you know, this was written about on a national level and talked about on a national level where it was charged with the quote-unquote, like, normal Kentucky fans.
Yeah.
To do something about fixing the ones that are crazy. Well, what are we supposed to do? I mean, what do you do? Like, I don't know who sent those death threats or what. Like,
I don't know anybody who would.
No.
Like, I don't know anyone that is a UK fan who would actually do that.
No.
And so I don't think you do either, right?
No, but I don't know how we are supposed to fix that. And number two, all these people, like national writers, that keep pointing to the fact that it was 18 fouls versus 19 fouls, and that don't complain about the refs because it was called evenly. That is a joke, because just because the same number of fouls were called does not mean they were correctly called. I mean, at all. It just said you don't have, I mean, if a team doesn't, and it wasn't just the fouls, it was the two baskets taken away on non-foul calls.
And it was 4 of 5 starters with 2 fouls in the first half.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the other big part of this. So, no, it was not.
It was not the same.
No, it was not the same at all. I don't know. Okay, so Tim, is it Tim Sullivan? No, who was it? Someone, maybe it was Tim Sullivan. Someone wrote, let me get it right.
Well, Pat Forty wrote about the lunatic fringe.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know who wrote anything on it. I just read it. So, should UK take an active role in prosecuting, condemning, banning, what have you, of people they find to do these things? Does it go only to death threats? Because death threats is, you know, prosecutable offense.
Yeah. Right, so, writing poor reviews about a business.
Yeah, see.
What are you going to do?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So if you find out someone's made a death threat, well, that's the law. So should UK also add its own penalty to that person? And then beyond that, should UK do anything about people on social media trying to ruin a man's business?
I don't think it's the job of the university to do that. I mean, I remember, you know, I think Cal has tweeted, you know, kind of a veiled response to that. Like, I tell everyone we're the classiest fans. Don't let me down. Kind of a tweet, right?
Mm-hmm.
You remember a few years ago in the Super Bowl, I guess it was, where that punt returner fumbled 2 punts for San Francisco for the 49ers.
And
everyone kind of blamed him for losing the game. And then he gets death threats, right?
Yeah.
It's not the 49ers' job to go out and find those people and bring them to justice. Like, this is not the first situation where that's happened. Kickers.
Steve Bartman.
Yeah, they. But it's not the Cubs' job to then. I mean, like, people just can't be responsible for other people's actions when they have zero connection to each other. Like, because someone in
is a fan of your school.
What do you? I mean, I think that's ridiculous to call upon UK to do anything about it.
I think if someone is found to have, like, UK doesn't have to actively go out and try to find who's responsible. But if I think if someone is found out to have made a death threat based on being a Kentucky fan, then I don't think they should be allowed at UK games. I think UK should say, okay, you made a death threat. You have proven that you're taking it a little too far, and we don't need that type of mentality around our athletics program.
But so, I don't think UK should have to investigate it.
No.
They shouldn't have to go out and...
No, yeah. Whatever the law, whatever happens in the court of law, this guy is accused, he's charged, he's found guilty. Now UK can say, you're not allowed to come to our games too. But we're throwing that on top of everything. I think that's fair. But no, I don't think UK should be putting together a team to go and investigate an independent investigation, you know, none of that.
And they certainly shouldn't be held responsible. Like I said, there is, I mean, do all Auburn fans get labeled as something because that dude poisoned the trees?
He was an Alabama fan.
Yeah.
Poisoned the Auburn
tree. Right. Yeah. Okay, yes.
Harvey Updike.
Yes, that's what I mean. So do all Alabama fans get a bad rap?
Yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah, they do.
Because I feel like it's just...
They're crazy.
Yeah. I feel like they wrote those stories about this crazy dude.
You ever heard of Phyllis from Solga?
Yes, I've heard of Phyllis. I just don't... I don't know. I guess I guess maybe I'm in the moment, but I'm taking it a little personally.
Well, that's how UK fans are painted. When the actions of a few, like this... It does. It comes out, and that's just the way it is. Always.
Yeah, and that's a bummer.
It is a bummer because, like I said, I don't know any UK fan, personally, who would make a death threat for sure, or even
seek out this guy's
Facebook page.
Mm-mm. I don't either. And I've had plenty of conversations with friends who are like, oh, that guy sucks. You know, like, we didn't, I'm not going to spend my time finding him.
See, there's just certain levels of UK fandom. There's the level of, you're a big fan. You're huge. The games mean something to you. The next day after a big loss like that, like the Wisconsin loss, you're a little sad. You're a little down over it. It's not like it's ruining your day, but you're still a little sad.
It might be ruining your day a little bit.
Just a little bit. You're weak. You know, maybe you don't even watch the Final Four now. You're like, oh, God. I don't even want to watch basketball. I'm sick of this. You know, heartbroken over it. Yes. Then there is the next level, which is it's everything. Like, it is a big priority. It goes beyond either you don't have kids that you have to worry about. You don't have any other interests that you really, really spend more time on. So you're always on message boards. I mean, you're obsessed. You can't get enough. It never stops. And so then, after something like that, it occurs to you that John Higgins may have a Facebook page. And you should go and say some horrible things. Now, I will also say there are probably some jokesters out there that just thought it'd be funny and didn't have any malicious intent behind it. Just being, you know, a smart aleck. Which I don't think there's a big problem with that. It's social media. If you put yourself out there on social media and you're in the public eye and you're an official, somebody might be a jokester. But there was some malicious intent, and that's where I think it does cross the line. I don't know.
Well, there was as crazy as it is to think that South Carolina is in the Final Four, on the men's side. It may be even crazier to think that Mississippi State is in the championship game
against South Carolina
on the women's side.
Yeah.
There will be no UConn in the championship game.
111 consecutive wins. I've been watching the UConn March to Madness HBO kind of behind-the-scenes series, kind of like a, like the football camp thing.
Hard Knocks.
Yeah, kind of like that. So you get to know the players a little bit more. You get to know a little bit more about Gino Auriemma and his staff and just see how they work. And I'm telling you, I used to really dislike Gino Auriemma based on his relationship with Pat Summitt in Tennessee. He was just such a nasty jerk. And I thought Pat Summitt was just so great. And the recruiting battles and, you know, they stopped playing. And I just thought it was all Gino Auriemma jerk. Well, the more I hear him talk, like he's had a couple of points in the last few weeks about...
Yeah. Character, body language, yeah.
Kids today, who he wants to play for his program, how he decides whether or not somebody will play, and that it's not the kids' fault that they're this way and that he sees more and more kids like this. It always comes back to the parents. And just him talking about the Friday, Sunday... Women's Final Four, where his team plays at 9:30, 10 o'clock, kind of like John Calipari was making that point. Just more and more of what I hear from him. And then in the HBO series, you see the way he is, what he demands, how he coaches. I have more and more, I already had respect, but it's easier for me not to dislike him, I guess.
Well, and then last night he was so gracious in defeat.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
The best thing he said, I wrote it down because I thought, I need to remember this. Nobody's won more than we've won. And I understand losing. Believe it or not, we haven't lost in a while, but I understand it. And I know how to appreciate it when other people win. He gave Mississippi State all the credit in the world.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't sit there and say, we just played horrible, you know. It wasn't boo-hooing over it. It was, hey, congratulations to Mississippi State. We did. It was going to end some point. I mean, no, we didn't want it to end here. We would have loved to have carried this on to another national championship, but Mississippi State deserved it.
Yep.
So I thought it was pretty good.
So an all-SEC final.
It is the SEC Women's Tournament Championship Game rematch. A rematch of the conference tournament for the national title. By the way, there is a coach that I dislike.
Dawn Staley.
I've heard people say nice things about her. I, in person, have witnessed nothing but nastiness from the woman. So, just based on her body language and her words and her actions, I don't want to see South Carolina win anything. I wanted to see South Carolina lose to Stanford last night.
Well, but, you know, and Dak Prescott, you will both be rooting as hard as you can for Mississippi State.
Well, you know, Alexis Jennings, former UK player,
yeah,
is there on the South Carolina roster. She can't play, but she's sitting out as a transfer. She'll be playing next year. Kentucky beat Mississippi State on senior night. Michaela Epps,
mm-hmm.
Evelyn Akator, their games that they had to beat Mississippi State.
Yeah, they went crazy that night.
Yeah, and now Mississippi State's playing for it all.
Yeah, well, the Kentucky men beat South Carolina pretty handily, and they're in the Final Four tonight, so.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got to get to a break. Coming up at 10:30, Preston Spradlin, the newly minted head coach of Morehead State, will join us. And we'll talk basketball with him.
Yeah, I think that's probably appropriate.
Yeah, let's do it.
381-1313 is the number to call to get on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
Here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Yeah. The Dan and Mary Jo Show. continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Here's Trish from MLS Power Sports in Georgetown. Want to talk about the no-hassle, best-price approach to sales? You have a huge selection of new and used motorcycles, ATVs, and UTVs. How do we know you're getting the best deal at MLS?
We work directly with our manufacturers to make sure that we get every rebate and every credit possible, and then we make sure we pass that on to our customers so that they can be sure that they are getting the best deal when they walk through the door with
us. You know, there's really a sense of family at MLS. How do you guys make your customers feel like family?
Our number one goal when people walk through the door is that they will just be treated the exact same way we want to be treated somewhere else. Not only that, but we don't just sell these things. We also ride them, and we have a great passion for them as well.
Lots of other places you could buy from. What really sets MLS apart from the rest?
We have a great, knowledgeable, and friendly sales staff, and they do not work on commission. So when you come in, you are not going to be pushed in any certain direction. We want to find out what it is that you want and what it is that you need and take care of that.
The timeless elegance of Oriental rugs. The perfect foundation for any decor. Whether it's the formal beauty of a dining room or the soft comfort of a family room. Kazai Rug Outlet has the largest selection in the Midwest and a 100% lifetime trade-in policy. That's right, a 100% lifetime trade-in policy. If you buy a qualifying hand knotted at Kazai Rug today and change colors next year, you can bring it back and get 100% of what you paid as in-store credit at any time. Come see us at Kazai Rug Outlet in the Idle Hour Shopping Center on Richmond Road. Kazai Rugs, we make luxury affordable.
Banks floor covering.
My turtle.
How would I know where your turtle is?
You always say you have something for everyone.
Well, we've got carpet, vinyl, hardwood, laminate, and ceramic flooring, but nothing for turtles.
So you don't have something for everyone.
A turtle doesn't count as someone.
Don't you like turtles?
Sure, we like turtles, but we don't have any turtle flooring.
I don't think you really like turtles.
We've got something for everyone. Banks Floor Covering, 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
Whether it's a natural disaster, devastating thousands, or a home fire affecting a family, the American Red Cross is there. I'm Jennifer Adrio, CEO of the Kentucky Region Red Cross. Help us as we celebrate 100 years in Kentucky. Contact your local Red Cross today.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
That's just one adoption story that started at a shelter. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Coming up here in about 5 minutes or so, we're going to talk to Preston Spradlin, the head coach of Morehead State. You know, he took over midway through the season there, and he had the interim tag. And then there was a while where they were searching for a head coach. So many people, everybody, was for Preston Spradlin to get the job.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad Morehead State did the right thing and hired him. It would have looked bad.
I think so.
In the public eye. Wouldn't have looked the best.
We've got a couple big derby preps coming up today, and so we're going to talk to
Dan Torgman. Yes, that's at 1115 americasbestracing.com.
Now, did you watch any of the McDonald's All American game?
I'm sorry, I did not.
I did not either.
I don't know. It was kind of busy that evening or something. I didn't even turn on the TV till probably like 9:30 or something.
I'm not a huge fan of the McDonald's All-American games. There's not a whole lot that you can glean from it, I don't think. Other than you could see that from what I read, you could see that there's a good bond that's been formed with the guys that are already committed to come here.
Yeah, they came strong after Kevin Knox and Mo Bamba. And then I saw tweets about the game, and basically it was Mo Bamba has to come to Kentucky. He's the rim protector John Calipari has been missing since, you know, Nerlens Noel. Yeah. Willie.
I would say Willie.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Willie for sure. So, and these guys have gone hard. I mean, just hard after him, just not leaving him alone, nonstop. But
Hopefully that doesn't backfire.
It's just a lot.
Apparently, Michael Porter Jr. has been doing the same thing with those two guys about going to Missouri.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ugh.
But look, if you already have... Okay, let's say if Sasha Kalia Jones comes back, if he's not going anywhere...
Well, would you if you were him? I don't know the inside scoop on that, but he's a McDonald's All-American that literally did not play the last, 19 games of the season?
Yeah, he...
Didn't get in.
Calipari said he was behind Isaac and Ty. If Isaac Humphrey stays, if Ty Winyard is here, those are three guys. If Winyon Gabriel is back, there's a fourth guy in the front court. And now you have Nick Richards... P.J. Washington, those guys, Mo Bamba, Kevin Knox. I mean...
Jared Vanderbilt,
yes. I mean, it's just going to be so crowded. That's why, apparently, UK is interested, according to the News and Observer in Raleigh, UK is interested in this kid who was committed to NC State. What is his name? I didn't even write his name down. I just put... Former NC State signee. I'm sure I can find it in a minute, but, you know.
Is it Jamurl? Baker?
I don't know.
No. I don't know either. I literally talked about Jamurl Baker in Kentucky this week, and I don't even know where he's from or who he is. I just made it up.
Well, this kid's like the number 31 shooting guard, according to 24/7 Sports, in the country. So, but it just tells you that Calipari's looking for more depth in that backcourt. He's a little concerned about that because the front court is going to be loaded. It's just too much. I don't know. You remember when Dakari Johnson left instead of coming back another year, how much bigger that would have been for him? But he had to play behind Karl Anthony Towns.
Right.
So it's one of those situations.
It's a delicate dance when you're not a guaranteed guy, you know, like De'Aaron and Monk, guaranteed.
Yeah.
You're going early, like you got to leave.
Yeah.
But it is a delicate balance because I wonder, had Alex Poythress left after his freshman year instead of staying, would things have worked out better for him at a pro level?
Yeah.
You never know.
All right, we're going to take a break because next we're going to talk to Preston Spradlin, the head coach at Morehead State, here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Hello, I'm Trina Yak, Vice President of Community Trust Bank. Whatever your plans for a loan, whether it be a home loan, construction loan, home equity loan, or small business loan, let Community Trust Bank help. And now may be a great time with loan rates near historic lows. Our friendly, professional staff at our many branches will be happy to assist you. Stop by and see us today.
Community Trust Bank. Building communities built on trust. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Subject to credit approval.
Hey everybody, this is Chastity at ADA Heating and Air. We asked people what they wanted in their HVAC equipment. They told us a brand that has stood the test of time and has a proven reliability record. We have delivered. We install American Standard HVAC equipment. American Standard has been a leader in the HVAC industry for over 100 years. We can bring American Standard into your home. Call us today at 859-519-6382 for a free estimate to replace your old or broken HVAC system.
ADA is on the way.
Thanks, floor covering.
You have cell phones there.
Why would you need a cell phone?
So I can always call whenever I need something.
You don't need to call us whenever you want from everywhere, Derek.
Don't you like helping people?
We love helping folks with all their flooring needs, but we don't need you calling every day.
Then you should stop saying you have something for everyone.
We do have something for everyone. Thanks, floor covering, 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
Thanks for covering.
Is Derek there?
There's no one here named Derek.
But my brother Derek said you always have something for everyone.
Oh, you're talking about that, Derek. Well, he's right. We've got flooring choices for every room in your home.
Do you have someone there that can help Derek clean up his messy room?
Well, miss, that's one thing we really can't help him with.
Thank you.
We've got something for everyone. Banks Floor Covering, 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
Do you avoid laughing aloud, smiling, even eating in public because your denture may slip or a space left by missing teeth may show? If so, visit Dr. Claire to see if dental implants are right for you and get back to eating and speaking with comfort and confidence again.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Look at Josh over here picking out this song. Not only is Drake connected to UK, but Preston has paid his dues. He has come up, started from the bottom, which I guess would be Betsy Lane. Now he's here.
That is a nasty old knock on Betsy Lane. That is not the bottom.
No, it is not. That is not. Preston Spradlin, head coach of Moorhead State, joins us now here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Good morning, Preston.
Good morning, guys. Thank you, first of all, for having me on the show. And second of all, it's a nice wake-up call with the music there. You guys got everybody getting hyped there. It's awfully early to have music like that going. But that's good. That's impressive.
Blame it on the Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
There you go.
So, Coach Spradlin, how has life changed for you? Has it?
You know, yeah. You know, it's changed quite a bit, obviously, the past four and a half months, and then the past 2 weeks since being officially named a coach. So, yeah, it's changed. It's been a bit of a whirlwind, but it's been a lot of fun. It's been exciting, and you know, just hit the ground running, and there was a lot of unknowns there for a long time. And while our season was going on, did a nice job of keeping me and my wife distracted from not knowing what was going to happen. But but since the season has ended, it's been really nice, especially since, you know, finding out, obviously got the job full time, and really excited to get going forward.
So take us through your career path here. You were a player at Betsy Lane, correct?
That's right. Yeah, played at Betsy Lane, and then went on to Alice Lloyd College. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of that. You ever heard of that school?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we've heard of Alice.
I got to drive past it at work sometimes.
Okay, great. Yeah, so played there for 4 years and had a great experience over there. Nice small college and in the mountains, and then was just really fortunate to get on there with Coach Cal right out of college as a kind of a graduate assistant, video intern, kind of do a little bit of everything type of guy for 2 years while I worked on my master's. And
well, let me stop you right there because I want to ask, how tough of a gig is that? That 2 years that you're doing whatever Calipari wants you to do, basically, right? I mean, is that tough? Does it take some thick skin and some moxie to be able to handle that?
Yeah, you know, but it's fun, and you embrace it. You know, I think it's just like any business, but especially in this business, if you really love it and it's what you want to do, then you go through those types of things. And you know, working for Coach is unbelievable. I mean, he's a great boss, he's a great person, and I was able to learn a ton. And you know, you just got to kind of approach every day as, you know, it's a benefit to get to do all those things. It's not a chore. It may not be the most attractive task sometimes or the easiest things that you're doing, but you know, you're in a very fortunate position to be there to get to do those and learn and grow and build your resume doing that. So I always have fun with it. You know, you put in a lot of hours and things like that, but you just have the understanding that one day it's going to pay off, and it certainly did.
So you are a coach in your own right, and you've earned this job and all that, so you are going to coach your way. But if there is one thing that you can say you took from Cal that you will implement in your program going forward, what is that?
You know, it's the same thing that he reminded me when I first took over this year, is that you just make sure that you keep it about the players. You keep it about them and their best interest in everything that you do. And the best way to do that is you've got to be able to adapt. You know, your team's going to look a little different each year. Your personnel's going to change. Your team's going to evolve. And so you've got to evolve as a coach. You've got to make sure you're running the right stuff. You're teaching the right way. You're having a different approach every year, but with the same mindset of your culture, keeping everything consistent to get the same the same result every single year. And I think that's what makes them really special, especially with the, you know, the roster turnover that they have each season at Kentucky. They get the same result nearly every year. And so it's probably the biggest thing that I've learned from him. And, you know, he's an unbelievable teacher. Doesn't get near enough credit for that. And he does a tremendous job of caring for his kids and teaching them and helping them grow as players in the time that he's got them. And you know, that translates to this level very easily.
Talking to Morehead State head coach Preston Spradlin here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. So how long before Morehead State plays again in Rupp Arena? Because, I mean, he's got to give you a game, right?
Yeah. You know, we've talked about it. I don't know that we've got room on the schedule this year to do that, this upcoming season. You know, that's kind of something that we've got done, set in stone, minus a date or two. But, you know, I'd like to see that happen there in the future. You know, I grew up a Kentucky fan, and so those five seasons that I spent at Kentucky really meant a lot to me, not just for my professional career, but, you know, personally, I really enjoyed my time there and got to know a lot of great people like you two. And it would be really nice to take my team in there one day. I want to make sure that we're prepared to do that as we build our team right now and do that in the near future. And I'd be very excited and very happy to do that.
So what was the process like for you? You'd been doing the job for a couple months, and then you have to, I guess, you know, basically interview for the job that you've been doing against other coaches that also want this job. What was that process like?
You know, it was good. At points and times or moments, you may get a little frustrated at times throughout the season or when the season ended and you've got to go through the process. But, you know, looking back on it now, I'm very thankful that I was able to do that. It was a great experience for me. And it kind of left no stone unturned in the search process for our administration to make sure that they got it right. And that really felt good. You know, there was a period there. We lost on a Friday night to Murray State in the OBC tournament. And so came home and spent a couple of days with my family and then just started getting my materials and things like that prepared for my interview, which was going to be the following Monday. So a little over a week, about 10 days after that, I had about 10 days to get prepared and interviewed, and then found out the next day that I would be a finalist and did on-campus interviews that Thursday. And probably shortly after the on-campus interviews concluded, about an hour after that, when our athletic director called and offered me the job, and I said in my press conference the other day, it took me about 3 seconds to accept the job. I didn't list any terms or anything. I was just so excited for the opportunity. But, you know what, I was thankful to go through the process. It was a great experience for me, and it was a fair process. It's the same thing that every other candidate was able to go through. I had to fill out the application online and send in my resume and do all that stuff. There was no corners cut in doing all of that. And so it was good. And it makes you, you know, I'm glad that I was able to go through that. And you just got to give our administration credit, because there's a lot of outside pressure coming from our community and our students and fans that, you know, I feel like they were really had a lot of positive support for me throughout the season. And especially when the season ended, that they wanted to see me be their coach. And for them to just stick to their plan and stick to, you know, their job and do what they're supposed to do for the best interest of our university says a lot for them and how professional they are and their character. And I'm glad that we all mutually came to the same place. And I'm very excited to be here.
Well, excited indeed, because, I mean, we've seen what's possible at Morehead State. Of course, Donnie Tindall took this team to the NCAA tournament a couple times. Kenneth Faried beating Louisville. I mean, all of that stuff is not so long ago. OVC is, without a doubt, a very tough conference. I mean, you look at Belmont, Jacksonville State, what they did, and Murray State's there every year, and what Coach McHale is building to EKU. So it's a tough, tough place, but, man, there's a lot of potential there in there.
There is, absolutely. You know, this is a great job, you know, and I knew through going throughout the year, there's a lot of people that there's only 350 of these jobs in the country, Division I men's head basketball coaches. So, you know, I don't take that lightly. I know how blessed I am and fortunate at my age and experience to have one of those 350 jobs. And so I'm really excited. And you're right. We've had great tradition here. Donnie did an unbelievable job during his tenure. Sean did a great job during his with the wins and the tournament appearances and all those things. And so it can be done. You know, kids have aspirations of playing professionally. That can be done here. You know, you had Ricky Minardi played here for Cal Macy a while back and had a stint in the NBA and still playing a great pro career. And Kenneth Faried, as you mentioned, and a slew of players who have played for all those guys who are making money and living their dream playing professionally overseas or in the D League and things like that. So it can be done. You know, this is a great place. We have a great fan base. We have a wonderful community, a beautiful campus. There's a lot to sell here. And we got to make sure that we get the right kids in here and we get the right people that our community want to get behind. And I think it starts with hiring a coach, and I'm very excited that decision landed on me to get this thing started.
Now, has Sean Woods reached out to you, or have you talked to him since the job officially became yours?
No, we haven't had an opportunity to connect just yet. You know, both been very, very busy, so we haven't had an opportunity to do that.
Awkward pause. Sorry, I was not prepared to follow up with something else.
That's where you guys are supposed to chime in with. We're on the phone here with Morris State Coach Chris, that type of thing.
That's it. Keep going on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Yes, keep going. You got it.
Or one of those hype songs or something. I think you guys dropped the ball on that.
No, that was our bad. That's on us. That's on us.
Now, what kind of stamp do you put on this thing? What's going to be different, I don't know, looking into the future here about the team we see next year or the teams we see in the years to come, like the thing, the way you like it to look?
You know, I felt like we did a lot of things this year as best we could, you know, given the circumstances and the roster and kind of where we were at. You know, we led our league in scoring, three-point field goal percentage, assists, offensive rebounds a game, and then we were top five in every other offensive category. And we didn't defend this year quite the way that I want my teams to do in the future. So I think we'll get back to doing that if I'm able to start from day one with my team and kind of get our principles and things like that going in the summer and preseason programs and things like that. But, you know, I just want to make sure that we're having fun. I want people to get excited to come out to Johnson Arena and have a great crowd and have a vested interest in our players and our staff and in myself and come out and have a product that they can be very proud of and they get excited to come to every night, because we're going to play exciting brand of basketball. We're going to get up and down. We're going to score the ball. We're going to really defend, and our kids are going to compete and they're going to play hard. And you know, we have the unique opportunity at a place like Morris State in a nice small town. And you know, you're going to be out eating lunch at the local restaurant right next to one of my players. And they're going to be great young men that you can come over and say hello to and tell them they had a great game. They're going to look in the eye. They're going to say, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. And there's a lot to be said about that.
That would be Qualls, right?
Or grabbing some cookies at Rutabagger's, for sure.
There you go. Golly, you guys must be working on getting some more sponsorships on your show.
I would take free stuff from Rutabagger's.
I'm married to an alum, absolutely. So, you know.
There you go.
I'm looking at your roster. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, but I mean, that's what I want. You know, I want people to be excited to come out and see an exciting brand of basketball, as it's been. It's been an exciting brand of basketball, but just want to make sure that we're really involved in the community, and that starts with me. You know, my wife and I are living here in town, and getting out and just reaching out to former players is a big thing that I'm doing right now. It's probably spending as much time calling former players, whether they played for Kyle or Sean or Donnie or whoever, and just making them feel welcome to come back here, because at the end of the day, this is their team, this is their program, and you know, as silly as it sounds, I'm their coach at this point in time, whether they're older than me or what. And so I just want to make sure that
well, everyone's older than you that's a head coach, right?
How about that? Yeah,
literally every head coach is older than you.
You guys came out swinging this morning. You must have two cups of Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Yeah. But no, you're right. But no, I want to make sure that's very important to me. You know, it's important to me that people take care of my players 10 years from now or however long. You know, if I'm fortunate enough to be the head coach here for a long time, I'd like to see that happen. But, you know, even if I'm not 10 years from now or whatever, I'd like someone who's sitting in the seat to take care of my guys when their professional careers are done or they need a letter of reference or they need a place to come and work out or hang out or feel comfortable to come back to this place. And that's important to me. That's important that I get that culture built and get that culture going, that it's everyone's all in this together and they have a great fraternity dating back to, you know, however long that is and going forward.
Talking to Morehead State Head Coach Preston Spradlin here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. I have one more thing for you.
You're getting better.
I have one more thing for you. As we looked at the as we watched the NCAA tournament this year, we saw NKU. And the thing that was most noticeable about them is the guys from Kentucky who were making major contributions to that team's success. And I look at your roster, Lamontre Harris, obviously a big part of what you guys have done. Wes Noble is another kid out of Breathitt County that's on there. But no one else from just last year's roster, last season's roster, from the state of Kentucky. Do you foresee more kids from the state of Kentucky being on your roster? And can you win in the OVC with two or three kids possibly from the state of Kentucky in that rotation?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we're in a basketball state, as you guys know that, and everyone loves hoops here. That starts with our kids. It starts with, you know, parents and fans and everyone. So, you know, there's good talent in this state, and then especially in the previous two classes and the two classes coming up, I think our talent level is getting back up to where it belongs, and there's a lot of Division I players coming through here. So we've got to make sure that we get our fair share of them. And, you know, you talked about, what is our program going to look like? Well, I hope it looks a lot like that too. You know, I hope we have some Kentucky kids on our roster who are making a meaningful impact and helping us chase championships like we want to do, because it makes people excited. They want to see the, you know, kids with the Kentucky driver's license out there playing in the NCAA tournament, competing for championships. So we certainly want to do that. Our recruiting will start in state, and we'll work very hard to get those kids and get the best kids that fit Morehead State and help us and put us in the best opportunity to win championships. So, yeah, absolutely.
Well, now I have to ask you one more thing, because you can listen to both national semifinal games right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Obviously, Kentucky loses in heartbreaking fashion in the Elite Eight, does not make the Final Four. So, who you got?
Oh, boy. You know what? I'm not even sure. I don't know if I can pick. I think anything can happen. We got some really good teams. I think what a great story for Gonzaga, for Coach Few, and what he's done in building that program. Would probably like to see them continue their success. I think Frank Martin has done a tremendous job. I think, you know, anytime he gets in front of that microphone, everybody's just getting a piece of what he's built with his program and with his life and the impact that coaching can have with a person like him. So, you know, obviously, Roy down at North Carolina, just the tradition they have and the terrific brand of basketball they play, and then Oregon as well. So, you know, I don't want to pick anybody. I think it's going to make for a great Final Four. It's the best time of year right now and very exciting times. But you're going to see some really good basketball here in the next few days.
And are you surprised UConn lost last night?
I am. I'm very, very surprised. I got up and I went to bed last night. I was making some calls and I didn't even watch it. And you know, I got up and saw that this morning, so very, very surprising. So I know a lot of people were really excited, you know, for Mississippi State and for the SEC. That's terrific for them.
Well, former Betsy Lane Bobcat, Preston Spradlin, folks, right here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Thank you so much, and big wishes for you going forward.
And will you come back on our show again when we're
absolutely
more prepared?
Absolutely. I feel like Mary, I feel like you've had a few more cups of coffee than Dan this morning. He's dragging a little bit.
Hey, UConn game took so long. It was late.
Overtime game. You're not built for that, huh? Not built for that. Oh my goodness. We gotta work on your conditioning, man. We gotta get you ready for March Madness.
All right.
I appreciate it. Thank you
so much. Right, best of luck to you, Coach.
Thanks, guys.
So happy for that guy.
I mean, is there
a
nicer dude?
Yeah, there's not. He's just too good. He's gonna do great. There's no doubt about it. He knows what to do, and it's gonna happen. It's just a matter of time. Morehead State will win the OVC and go to the NCAA tournament under Preston Spradlin. Write it down. That's going to happen. Don't know if it's next year. Don't even know if it's 2 years from now, but it happens before he's done at Morehead State. Coming up here at 11:15, we'll switch and talk about horse racing, Louisiana Derby, and the Florida Derby today. America's Best Racing contributor and co-founder, I believe, of that website, Dan Torgerman, will join us at 11:15. Here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show.
continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The action heats up at Lexington's number one place to watch college sports, Pazzo's Pizza Pub. Catch all the action on Pazzo's Pizza Pub's 27 TVs and three giant projectors while feasting on the best hand-tossed pizza in the bluegrass. 47 beers on tap and the largest draft selection in Central Kentucky. Pazzo's Pizza Pub has something for everyone. Pazzo's Pizza Pub, celebrating 17 years of pouring craft beer. Pazzo's Pizza Pub, on Limestone across from campus, or find us on the web at pazzospizzapub.com.
NCAA Tournament action on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 is brought to you by Zucker. Play, earn, save.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I worry that people who want us to stand up for them against bully insurance companies are afraid to ask for our help because they think they can't afford us. Let me put your mind at ease. Here's what no recovery, no fee means at our firm. First, your initial consultation is absolutely free. Next, we understand that most people don't have the money to pay hourly attorney's fees, and the insurance industry has unlimited monies. So you only pay us a percentage of your recovery when we win. Finally, there are expenses in working a case up, like accident reconstruction, investigators, court filing fees, and so on. We advance these costs as well. If we make no recovery, you don't owe these either. You need a firm with deep pockets to fight the insurance companies toe-to-toe. You will never owe us one penny unless we win. Visit ForThePeople.com for more information. No charge there either. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
Banks Floor Covering.
Is Ralph there?
You sure you've got the right number?
I'm looking for Ralph. Is he there?
Well, what's he look like?
He's got white hair and spots.
Is Ralph your dog?
He's a Dalmatian.
Why would he be here at Banks Floor Covering?
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with all the newest choices in flooring for your home. But maybe you should look in your backyard for Ralph.
I'll just call his cell phone.
We've got something for everyone. Banks Floor Covering. 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
20 illegal online pharmacies appear each day, but you can find safe and legitimate pharmacies online by looking for .pharmacy in a web address. Learn more at safe.pharmacy. A public service from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
A little bit of high school hoops news yesterday as Frederick Douglass High School, the new high school that's set to begin in the fall here in Lexington, hired its basketball coaches. Sean Ransom, the girls' coach at Bryan Station, is now going to be the girls' coach at Douglass High School. And Mercer County coach Kurt Young, who had just been, he had just replaced Rob Cook, who was there at Mercer County and then left for Clark County. And Kurt Young was there last season, and now he's the new boys' basketball coach at Douglass High School.
By the way, they're filling out their roster. Also want to mention, you know, we've talked quite a bit and had...
Josh Cook, not Rob Cook. You know who Rob Cook is, right?
I do. I was going to say, not to be confused with the Rob Cook we sometimes talk about.
That's Rob Cook. Josh Cook. Thank you, Brian.
I wondered, I didn't know.
Thank you, Brian, for texting me,
another Rob Cook.
No.
We've had
Josh Cook on the show, by the way. We ought to have Rob on the show.
we're on way too early for Rob to be on this show. Way too early.
God, I don't. That just brings up stories and memories. Go ahead.
So the UK baseball team.
Oh my gosh, killing it!
Right?
Just killing it.
So began their series with 22nd ranked Vandy last night. And they won game one 10-3. Kentucky's now up to number 16 in the polls. They're 6-1 in the SEC.
6-1. Sean Jelly, I believe he had a no-hitter through five. He didn't allow a hit through five innings or didn't give up a hit until the fifth inning, one or the other. But
that's their best SEC start in 25 years.
And then the bats just exploded. They just, I think Evan White, the first baseman, said he didn't think there was a deeper lineup in the country. And Nick Mingione echoed that, saying, you can't just go through 1 through 4 and think, all right, let's take a breath. 5 and 6 will get you. So will 7, 8, 9. We're coming at you. I mean, they jumped all over Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
Jumped all over them. So game 2 is today. I believe at 2 o'clock is that game time? Yes, 2 o'clock today, out at the Cliff. And then tomorrow's series finale at 1 o'clock. But this would be huge to win this series. Mm-hmm. To win your first 3.
Yeah.
And them all be at Texas A&M versus Ole Miss versus Vandy. Those are the big dogs.
Yeah.
That you need to beat if you want to be a big dog.
Yep.
I think they're going to win this series. They're just looking too good. I may go on Sunday. It's supposed to be nice. Yeah. I would encourage you to get out there and see. I mean, I got to go on one Friday night just so I can hear, I don't think you're ready for this jelly. More to come on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
Here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Over 40 fresh trades under $10,000 have just arrived at the big used car store on Nicholasville. Get financing as low as 1.9% for 60 months on Toyota certified used vehicles. Buy with zero down. Company owned Camrys just released. Save thousands while they last. And credit help is always available with our on-site finance experts. Plus, get a free trade appraisal. Get to the big used car store on Nicholasville before the inventory runs out. Vehicles priced under 10 grand are now available. You must act now. Supplies are limited. Hurry to the big used car store on Nicholasville. Right across from
Toyota Nicholasville.
The big Toyota store.
Where price sells cars.
Toyota on Nicholasville.com.
With approved credit, financing is $17.49 per month per 1,000 borrowed with zero down. Example 2010 Toyota Corolla LS. Stock T66769A. Sale price $6,900. $649 dealer fee plus tax. Tag and title subject to prior sale. Expires 4/3/17.
Spring is here. It's time to give your home or office a fresh start. Let the cleaning authority take your cleaning stress away by giving you a first-class cleaning experience. The cleaning authority is one of the largest home and office cleaning companies in Lexington because they get great results with high customer satisfaction. Their references will tell you they put you first in all they do. The cleaning authority staff are bonded professionals, so you can rest assured your home or office is in good hands. Call us for a free estimate at 859-309-1313. That's 859-309-1313. Or check us out on the web at thecleaningauthority.com/Lexington. It's time for spring cleaning. Start it off right by getting your office or home cleaned by the pros. Call the cleaning authority and let them take care of this for you. Now that spring is here, it's the perfect time to call them for your first-class cleaning experience. Call 859-309-1313. The Cleaning Authority. We make life easier.
There is a place right here in Kentucky where a total stranger will give you food and shelter when disaster strikes. There is a place where you can support your community by donating blood, volunteering, or making a contribution. That place is the American Red Cross. I'm Jennifer Adrio, CEO of the Red Cross Kentucky Region. Help us celebrate our 100th anniversary by becoming involved today. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS to find a Red Cross near you.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLXG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
Season with Commissioner Rob Manfred, Monday at 8:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLHG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Here's what you need to know. The spotlight today on Phoenix, Arizona, the site of the men's Final Four. It all tips off a little more than 7 hours from now with Gonzaga and South Carolina. First meeting between the teams, making their first Final Four appearance since 1973. Then North Carolina goes up against Oregon. Tar Heels making their 20th Final Four appearance. The Ducks are back for the first time since 1939. For underdog Oregon to pull off the upset, it must own the tempo and rhythm of the game, advises ESPN's Seth Greenberg.
By extending their defense with a little bit of soft pressure, by playing that matchup zone and changing defenses to keep North Carolina on the perimeter. Yeah, Justin Jackson can shoot the three. Joel Berry can really shoot a step-in three. But this matchup zone is hard to simulate. The other thing they've got to do is they've got to look to run on opportunity, but in the half court, they've got to move this Carolina defense side to side and let Dylan Brooks attack at the four, and finally, they've got to rebound the basketball.
You heard Seth mention Joel Berry II, the UNC point guard who sprained both ankles in this NCAA tournament, has said he feels pretty good about being effective on the court tonight. Seth joins Mike and Mel after this Sports Center. New Mexico parted ways with Coach Craig Neal. Kansas coach Bill Self will be among the Basketball Hall of Fame inductees announced today, according to ESPN's Jeff Goodman. That announcement coming up in an hour on ESPN2. NBA Wizards starting power forward Markieff Morris set for an x-ray on his injured ankle. NHL Wild forward Zach Parise set to return from an eye injury in a matinee today against the Predators in Nashville.
After reaching the World Series last season, Terry Francona and the Indians are once again one of the best in the American League. They'll open the season with Adrian Beltre and the Rangers in Arlington. Indians Rangers, Monday at 6:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Jimmy John's World's Greatest Gourmet Sandwich is Ed speaking.
Yes, I need a sandwich delivery right away.
What kind of sandwich?
I don't care. Just get it to 215 Elm Street right now.
I'm on my way!
Jimmy John's.
Thanks for getting here so fast.
You're welcome, sir. Here's your sandwich. By the way, did you know your house is on fire?
That's why I called Jimmy John's.
Fire makes you hungry?
No, I knew you'd get here fast. Grab a bucket.
We're going to need more than two guys, sir.
You're right. What do we do?
Leave it to me, sir.
Hello,
boss. Send everyone you got to 215 Elm.
Okay.
Doesn't matter what kind of sandwich, sir. I'll explain later.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Jimmy John's.
Come in. Sir, did you know your house is on fire?
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Jimmy John's.
Come in.
Sir, did you know your house is on fire?
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Jimmy John's.
Come in.
Sir, did you know?
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Jimmy John's.
Come in.
Sir, did you?
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Fire department.
Come in.
Sir, did you know your...
It's okay, Captain. We got it handled. Care for a sandwich?
Thanks, but tell me something.
Shoot.
Why didn't you call the fire department first?
I did.
Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's. Freaky fresh. Freaky fast.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Can I tell you what I think makes the insurance industry happiest of all? When so many people refuse to make a claim because they're afraid their rates will increase. It's absolutely crazy. I can tell you this. When I had to file a claim, I did, and my rates didn't go up. And if you're in a one-car accident as a passenger and don't file a claim, no matter who the driver is, the insurance company wins and you lose. Don't fall for this age-old trick. If you really want to save money on your premiums, bid them out every year. I guarantee you then you will save money. The insurance companies don't want you to hear this either. Be smart. Protect your family and your future, not your insurance company. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to @DReefer or @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Coming up here in about 10 minutes or so, we'll talk Derby preps, the Florida Derby today, the Louisiana Derby today, and we'll talk to Dan Torgerman of AmericasBestRacing.net. I've been saying .com because I'm an idiot. There was a op-ed in the Courier-Journal by a UK law professor. Did you see this?
No.
And he called out UK Athletics, saying the athletics department should pony up some more cash for the university. You know how it's always been? UK Athletics says, look, we're our own thing. Mm-hmm. We fund ourselves. We're self-sufficient. There's no state tax dollars going to us. We take care of everything. And we do give back to the university. Not only do we make donations to the university, but we helped that science building get built. I mean,
yep,
that happened with our money. So the law professor at UK argues that the University of Kentucky as a whole is one business, and UK Athletics, even though it isn't technically a division of the university, it is. It comes under the same umbrella. Because, I mean, it's still the same brand. It's still the same business, you know. It's like a division of Nike. And in any business, you wouldn't allow one of them to just operate on its own and then hope or negotiate or say, can you give us some of your money? It would just be determined at the top that you're, even though technically you're not under my control, you really are, and we're all going to share in this. You're our bell cow. We will oversee the money that you spend, but, I mean, you're going to give us a lot more.
But that's not just a University of Kentucky thing, right? I mean, this is a, you know, go to any Power Five school, mm-hmm. right? And their athletic revenues have got to be significantly greater than the university itself.
But he's making the point specifically about UK. And he says, this isn't a professor versus coach debate. I don't want to turn it into that. It's a bigger picture about socialism or business sense, either whichever way you want to look at it, is that UK athletics does well, then more should be given. Because in the face, this is especially in the face of the cuts made by the Bevin administration, that there's so many cuts in education. Say, okay, well, we can handle it because we have a very strong athletics department that makes a ton of money. I mean, what was the payout for the SEC? Wasn't it like 40 million, 20 million, yeah. or 40 million?
Well, I thought it was like 42 million a school.
Something insane.
I just feel like that bubble's going to burst at some point, right? I think these TV deals, because I feel like ESPN as a network mm-hmm. is changing what it is doing because it's kind of hemorrhaging money.
It is.
Because yeah. of all, because of how much these deals to have mm-hmm. college football, college basketball, all that stuff on their air is costing. And so I feel like that bubble is going to burst at some point.
Yeah, because it's out of whack. Like ESPN's about to lay off something like 40 or 50 people.
Mm-hmm.
And they run the SEC network. I mean, they've got the ACC network is about to launch. It doesn't have its own channel on, you know, the lineup yet, but it's there. It's producing content. They fund that. They have to pay for the NBA. I mean, the NBA just redid their whole thing and yeah. got a ton.
Just a ton of money.
Ton of money. So what's happened is, I think.
Then they also have Monday Night Football and, you know, Major League Baseball, which they pay for handsomely as well.
What's happening is the sales aren't there to make up for it. Whereas, like pre-9/11, you go back even that far, things were much different in the broadcast industry as far as spending. Spending changed dramatically after 9/11, just with businesses being unsure about things. And it has never returned. The TV stations that I've worked for have never returned to the strength in numbers that they were pre-9/11. The advertising revenue hasn't returned to that level. And then you had the recession of a few years ago. And all that kind of affects this thing. But the NBA isn't saying, okay, I feel your pain. Pay us less. It's always going to be more.
Of course.
They always are going to say, well, you paid this last time. You're going to pay this time.
But I don't disagree, I guess, with the in the sense that, yes, you know, like having the university be as impactful and employ the most people and offer the most opportunities to kids to further their education, I'm absolutely all for that. But so what is the number? Because it's never, I don't know. What is the number? Do they have a number that they want the athletics department to give?
No, he's just saying it should be the way it's dealt with. It should be under, I guess, the president and the board and be like, look, we're going to reorganize how it's distributed. You know, in our budget, we're going to count on the revenue that you generate. So, do you see ESPN has reserved the Kentucky Theater for John Calipari's 30 for 30?
Oh, no.
A showing on April 10th, which is Monday.
Yes.
And it airs on Thursday, the 13th, right? Yeah.
A week from Monday.
So I don't know if you have to get an invite and it's a red carpet deal or what, but I just saw that. I want to see it in the Kentucky Theater. I mean, I have TV at home, but I want to see it in the Kentucky Theater.
With Cal, right? I assume Cal would be there.
Well, yeah, you would think so. Derek Willis last night, 13 points, 8 rebounds in 21 minutes, named the West Team MVP in the NABC College All-Star Game in Phoenix at the Final Four last night. John Calipari was there to see it. That's huge for Derek Willis. He did that, and now he's going to Portsmouth for the pre-draft camp.
Is it Portsmouth?
I don't know. Portsmouth, probably.
I always said Portsmouth, but I don't know.
Portsmouth? It can't be Portsmouth.
Right. That's what I thought when you said Portsmouth. Surely it can't be Portsmouth.
It's the way it's spelled, but it's probably Portsmouth. I know I've had to say that every year on TV.
Yeah.
You know, I definitely never said Portsmouth. I don't know why that just started today. I
definitely never said Portsmouth.
And then last night, Alan Edwards, the former Wildcat, led Wyoming to the CBI title. I think the interesting thing about the CBI, whereas the NIT, I don't care. I do not care.
Wait a minute. But you care about the CBI?
That's the point I'm about to make. I do not care one bit about the NIT because it's the NCAA tournament with just worse teams. The CBI, when you get to the finals, it's a three-game series, which I find more interesting.
Of teams that are worse than the ones in the NIT.
But because you know that this game either makes it a 2-0 lead or sends it to a game three,
yeah,
there's
something about that part that is
more compelling to me to watch.
And the part is cool because...
I didn't watch last night, even though it involved Alan Edwards.
But any given night, right? Any team can win one game. So you probably get a truer champion in a 2 out of 3 series.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
But the NIT should steal it from the CBI because those are even better teams that are in... that are in the NIT versus what's in the CBI.
Yeah.
If I were the NIT, I would steal that because they play it at the Madison Square Garden, so do that. Yeah, last night we watched Temple of Doom, Indiana Jones, Temple of Doom. And then watched the UConn game. Yeah. My kids had not, I showed them a few weeks ago, the first Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark. And one of my kids sometimes has nightmares. It's not too often, but some stuff gets me up. I'm like, look, we're going to watch Raiders of the Lost Ark. We'll check it out, see what happens. Because the end of that, everybody's face melts. Remember?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, so that could be kind of nightmarish. So then I said, okay, Temple of Doom is next step. It's even bigger deal.
Is that where they eat monkey brains?
They eat monkey brains. The guy reaches into the man's chest and grabs his heart and pulls it out and holds it in the air. And then as they lower the man into fire, the heart turns to fire. Yeah, there's a lot of snakes and bugs and insects crawling all over. They eat snakes. They eat beetles. They eat monkey brains.
It's like the original Fear Factor.
They eat eyeball soup.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, the reaching in and pulling of the heart out of the chest cavity. But he made it. He made it. And my other son, after it was over, goes, that's the best Indiana Jones movie I've ever seen. So of the two, you like this one better? <I'm> like, yes.
Just wait till you see The Last Crusade.
Yeah, I wanted to say, well, they all get worse after this. Yeah. There's only two left, and they both are just, meh. Right. Halfway through, you'll go, can we watch Temple of Doom again?
Yeah.
And then when I flipped over, then it was the end of the Stanford South Carolina game, and then watched the entire UConn-Miss State game.
We watched 5 episodes of Shameless, and we are almost halfway through the season 7 right now, so we are almost completely done with it.
I made it through like the first couple of episodes, and my wife just wasn't that into it, so I haven't gotten past that.
Yeah, it's the most messed up family,
right,
like, in the history of the world.
I am backed up on 3 series, still have it, Homeland.
Yeah.
Which is the only reason I pay for HBO. Like, I never watch, I'm not,
Showtime.
Showtime. Like, I after Homeland is over, I cancel it. And then when Homeland comes back again, I bring it back. Because I just don't watch Showtime for anything else but Homeland. HBO, on the other hand, there's a bunch of other stuff on there. But so Homeland, the reason we haven't even watched Homeland too much is because usually watch that during the week after work. Kids have gone to bed. And then you go to bed afterward. Well, we can't sleep.
Yeah.
Homeland is so intense and so crazy that you're dreaming about Homeland, or your mind's racing so much you can't go to sleep. So that's a tough one to watch on a weeknight.
And what are the other two?
The Americans.
The Americans. I've not watched any of that.
Also very intense. Similar to Homeland, because it's all spy espionage stuff. And now with what's going on with Russia today,
yeah,
it's even more so crazy. Yeah, the Americans, that's well worth it. From the very beginning all the way through, it's worth checking out. And then Mr. Robot. Watched the first season of that. The second season's already done. Haven't watched one episode.
I've been wanting to try Mr. Robot.
It's also very intense.
And very of the times, right?
Oh, very much of the times, yeah. But all 3 of those shows are hard to watch and then go to sleep. You need to watch it and then watch something else. Like maybe turn to Comedy Central for 30 minutes to just kind of decompress from the intensity of those shows.
We always fall asleep watching Martin.
Well, there you go. I mean, what better lullaby than Shanae?
And it always, always amazes my husband. He's seen every episode like 10 times. He goes, Pam be killing Martin. And it always gets him.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't even see it coming.
Oh my gosh. So good. So good. Oh my gosh. We haven't yet.
We got a guest.
We got tangents, and we're supposed to be on the phone with Dan Torgerman like 5 minutes ago.
I know.
Why do we even have a producer? Josh, pay attention. Let's go to break. Dan Torgerman from AmericasBestRacing.net next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
A lot of college hoops to do today.
The Final Four is set.
Selfishly, we're headed to Phoenix. We get to go watch these games.
Ryan and Danny are live from the Westgate Entertainment District for the Final Four.
They save the best for last, for sure.
We're going to do our show from there Monday and Tuesday.
Let the countdown to net cutting begin.
But I was going to lead the show with that.
Letting guys just kind of go out there and letting the athleticism take over.
Show starts at 1 Eastern
on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Banks floor covering.
Have you seen my turtle?
How would I know where your turtle is?
You always say you have something for everyone.
Well, we've got carpet, vinyl, hardwood, laminate, and ceramic flooring, but nothing for turtles.
So you don't have something for everyone.
A turtle doesn't count as someone.
Don't you like turtles?
Sure, we like turtles, but we don't have any turtle flooring.
I don't think you really like turtles.
We've got something for everyone. Banks floor covering. 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
In case you've wondered what you'll find at the boot store, we handpick the very best from Ariat, Anderson Bean, American Hat, Blackjack Boots, Barber, and Brownie. Corral, Carhartt, Cinch, Dan Post, Georgia Boot, and Justin. Lucchese, Nocona, Old Gringo, Resistol, Roper, Real Mercedes, Rod Patrick, Stetson, and Tony Lama. Thorogood, Twisted X, and Wolverine. Wrangler and many more. They're too numerous to mention. If it's good, we have it, and we have more of it. We're the Boot Store on Nicholasville Road.
Get your boots at the Boot Store.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I've always been amused when I see insurance commercials with TV and movie actors pitching their company like a carnival barker. They hope you trust the actor, but I'll tell you this, I don't trust any of them. I've seen too much. I've seen claims for property damage, life insurance, and disability lowballed or denied, like a bad movie. I've seen people sign away their rights after a car accident because they trusted the adjuster and didn't have a lawyer present.
Not clean hands,
dirty hands. I've seen families' lives destroyed because these companies' goals are to take in insurance premiums and give you the short end of the stick for profit. Life is not a movie, it's real. Hire a real law firm who's fought for you right at 30 years. So please visit ForThePeople.com for more information about our firm, our results, and our lawyers. Morgan & Morgan, For the People.
Offices, Lexington.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
We are joined now by AmericasBestRacing.net, Dan Torgerman, here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. You can follow him on Twitter at DanonymousMan. And, we've had you on before. It was great then, and we're glad to have you back now on a big Derby prep day, Louisiana Derby and Florida Derby. You are at the fairgrounds, is that correct?
That is right here in New Orleans. Great to be back. Huge day on the road to the Kentucky Derby. As you mentioned, not only a big race here at the fairgrounds today, you've got the Louisiana Derby here, and then you've got the Florida Derby down at Gulfstream Park. Both 100-point races, so basically winning, you're in. And then even the second place runners can expect, in all likelihood, expect to see those horses in the starting gate first Saturday of May, too.
Before we even get started on the horses, Mary Jo, he's in New Orleans. What's the spot? Where's your go-to for food? Is it Giacomo's? I know Giacomo's is, you know, a big spot there, and I love it. But where are there other places?
I've heard about Giacomo's.
Okay.
Are you asking Mary Jo or are you asking me?
I'm asking you. You're in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so this is actually, this is actually my first time actually spending time in New Orleans.
Wow.
I stopped in one night on a let's call it a road trip. It was a bachelor party that somehow we ended up in New Orleans, but
that's a good
we don't
one.
Have enough time for that one. But, yeah, so this is the first time I've actually visited New Orleans with a chance to explore it, and I got all sorts of food recommendations. I ended up at a place called, Drago's, which people even call Drago's, I believe.
Yeah.
So they have these charbroiled oysters, which are just incredible. So that would be my top spot so far. And I'm a huge oyster guy. So Drago's or Drago's, if you're local, say Drago's.
I just went there in November. I went to Drago's. And I'm going to throw, I know you've probably got a million recommendations, but tomorrow morning for brunch, go to Atchafalaya.
Can you spell that for me?
Atchafalaya. Atchafalaya.
Just sneeze and then write it down phonetically.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Just the way it sounds.
Yes. Best brunch I have ever had.
Good stuff. All right.
So there you go. Well, let's get into where you are for the Louisiana Derby and kind of just go through these guys. Of course, Gervin is the favorite, and it's a bit interesting to me that it looks like they've set this race up for Gervin by throwing in Hotfoot there. Joe Sharp, the trainer of Hotfoot as well, right to Gervin's outside. It sets up well for Gervin.
Yeah, no, you've totally nailed it. I mean, so the way this race looks on paper is that, were it not for Hotfoot, who's entered by Joe Sharp, who also trains Gervin, you'd have this horse, Local Hero, trained by Steve Asmussen, who would be the likely pace setter, and, you know, who went way too fast in his last race in the Risen Star, tired late, but you know, there's still a lot of upside on that horse, and so, you know, the thought is you throw Hotfoot into the mix, you wear out Local Hero, a couple of others, a little bit of early pace, and it should set up perfectly for Gervin. So, yeah, I mean, on paper, they don't run him on paper, but if they're running on paper, Gervin makes the most sense. He looks great. All the reports locally are that, you know, he's in top shape and he should run a huge race. And the other local sort of buzz horse that people are talking about a little bit is Guest Sweet. Guest Sweet won the LeCompte Stakes, which was the first of the three big prep races here in Louisiana. So, you know, he could certainly bounce back. Didn't run a bad race last out in the Risen Star when Gervin won, but just kind of came on a little bit late and was wide. So you can look for improvement from that one, too. So those are kind of the two logical plays, Gervin and Guest Sweet.
So if Gervin wins today with Brian Hernandez aboard, Hernandez also rides McCracken, who will likely be the favorite for the Toyota Bluegrass Stakes next weekend. Where will Hernandez go if both end up being fit heading into the Derby?
I mean, he would have a tough call in his hands. I don't have any particular insight into that decision at this moment. Of course, a lot of it will depend on that actual scenario playing out and how well each of these two horses is able to run over the next couple of weeks. If Gervin wins today, that certainly will make the decision tougher. McCracken, by everyone's sort of top 10 list, all these different lists you see out there, McCracken is one or two on every single list. So, by all accounts, McCracken is sort of a prohibitive favorite at this moment. And the only other horse that's kind of up there with him, kind of vying for favoritism in terms of who the top Derby contenders at this point is Gunavera. And Gunavera runs today in the Florida Derby. So I think a lot of it depends on kind of what unfolds today. And then, you know, we'll see what next week brings. But as most people know in horse racing, I mean, it's hard to predict these things, day of. It's even harder to predict things a week out or a month out.
I don't want to focus too much on next week. I just want to ask you one more question because the Bluegrass Stakes is here in Lexington.
Will you be here for that, by the way?
I will.
There you go.
I will be there.
All right.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Do you remember the last time where the prohibitive Derby favorite was running in that race?
That's a good question.
I feel like it's been a while.
Yeah. It kind of puts me on the spot, but I think
Hanson was a big deal, right? Even though he didn't win.
Yeah. But Hanson certainly was. I mean, but yeah, you think about the past few years, and really the prohibitive Derby favorite has been, you know, in Florida or out west. At least in recent history, it's hard to think of one who was going to be in the Bluegrass. But yeah. So I mean, and like McCracken, I mean, has done nothing wrong to this point. He did have a little bit of a setback or a slowdown in his training. But again, by all accounts, I mean he's ready to fire next week. So we'll see. And that's a tough field that's gathering for next week's race. So a couple of possibles, including Classic Empire, who is of course the 2-year-old horse of the year last year, who himself had a setback earlier this year, and who knows? Classic Empire, he may go in the Arkansas Derby, so scratch that completely. But nonetheless, the field is filling out pretty strong.
Like J Boy's Echo, though, maybe, right?
J Boy's Echo, exactly. Who wanted Aqueduct? It'll be a tough field.
Before we move on to the Florida Derby, a few horses here that are intriguing to me are the two Pletcher horses. Patch, because of the speed figure, 105 speed figure, that's the best number in the field. But this horse hasn't run this distance. And then Hollywood Handsome, Dallas Stewart, he doesn't have a Derby horse yet. So this has to be it. I mean, he's got to get in, right? I mean, Dallas Stewart's always there.
This is like, you know, Hollywood Handsome is the Dallas Stewart type. You'll be coming, you know, from way off the pace. And if the pace is hot enough, which it, you know, as we covered, it might very well be, you could see Hollywood Handsome, you know, sneaking into, the trifecta. And if things really break well, maybe hitting, finishing second. As far as Patch goes, Patch is interesting. I mean, Todd Pletcher has a very strong hand this year. Unlike past years where it seemed, you know, he had that one or two horse and they kind of peaked, you know, obviously you knew they were going to run well as a 2-year-old. They peaked really early in their 3-year-old season. He's got these horses this year, including Mastery, who actually did win in Arkansas a couple of weeks back, who seem to be, still evolving. It's hard to kind of put your finger on it. but his horses look a little different this year, and you know, he's due. So Patch is just another one that you can kind of add to the roster here for Fletcher, who looks extremely strong. And if you're looking for a bit of a price, you might get it. But I also think people aren't oblivious to the fact that it's Fletcher. It's, you know, it's a horse who's improving, as you mentioned, not only not only the figure that you threw out, but on buyer speed figures as well. He put up an 89, which is second best to Gervin here. So there's a lot of interest in Patch. I'm not particularly in love with Patch. I thought he had to put in a lot of work last out to get by a horse that he should have gone by pretty easily. That being said, I mean, the numbers for a reason. And so there's certainly a case made for him. If I were to throw out a long shot at you that, you know, you kind of keep your eye on, I would look at Senior Investment, trained by Ken McPeak. Kenny's been red hot. His three-year-olds have been running extremely well. He had two fillies that ran first and second last week in the Spiral out of Turf, in the Bourbonette out of Turfway. And then he had a horse who finished second in the Spiral. So his three-year-olds are running extremely well. This is another horse who stands to benefit from a fast pace. So keep your eye on Senior Investment.
All right, moving on to the Florida Derby now. Gunnavera, as you've already mentioned, is the 9-5 morning line favorite, but he drew the very outside post of 11 in the field of 11. Does that help him, hurt him? What is he like?
Yeah, I mean, there are arguments to be made for both. I think the stronger argument is that it doesn't help him, but it doesn't necessarily hurt him. He's a horse that's comfortable running from off the pace. The thought is that he's going to, you know, he's got a horse just to his inside and Three Rules, who has a lot of speed. Three Rules is going to go. Battalion Runner, I don't know if the scratches have come out or not, but, you know, word is that he was going to scratch. So Battalion Runner is the other horse who's inside. He's not there. So he's actually technically in the 10 post, and the horse inside of him is going to go. And so he very likely is just going to take back, drop down to the rail, and just save ground. I don't see that hurting him. But, you know, depending on the day, you know, it could be harder to close from well off the pace. And if they're running as fast on the front end as they could be, he's going to have to make a really sharp move. But he's done it before. He did it in the Delta Downs jackpot last year. And, you know, in the Fountain of Youth, did it again and really just pulled away and won for fun. So, I mean, you know, there's not even really a concern of a bounce as far as I'm concerned, because just in terms of his progression, you look at his buyer speed figures, they've kind of gone up gradually. And what he posted in the Fountain of Youth at 97 is completely consistent with the progress that you would expect for him to make. And so I don't expect any major regression. And, you know, barring something completely unexpected, he should win the race.
So if Battalion Runner doesn't go, that means John Velasquez doesn't have a decision to make. He can stay with Always Dreaming for Todd Pletcher there. Always Dreaming, and then the one horse as well, State of Honor with Julian Leperuno. I think those two, talk about them.
Yeah, so I've had sort of a soft spot for State of Honor. He's kind of been a hard loser in the past in his past four races. But he's always right there. He's extremely gutsy. He's not one of these horses that sets the pace and completely plummets. I mean, he's been super game. You know, he finished third to McCracken in the Sam Davis, and then he finished second to Taprit, again, another really highly regarded horse in the Tampa Bay Derby. So, you know, he hasn't exactly been humiliated by these horses that are right now the cream of the crop amongst the three-year-olds headed for the Derby. So State of Honor is a horse I like. The only issue I have with State of Honor is that the blinkers come off, which is kind of a strange move for a horse who has early foot and a horse that they're going to want to rush out of the gate, obviously, from the one hole. So it's just a little odd to me that the blinkers come off. But, you know, again, I'm not going to be one to question Mark Cassie, because he's obviously, you know, he's done it time and time again, and he's got a proven track record. So, I mean, that's the only thing that gives me pause with State of Honor. And, you know, add to the fact that, you know, Always Dreaming is the other obvious speed horse in the race, and he's going to be just to his outside and to be pressing the pace. And so I'm a little hesitant to tell you that State of Honor is the one, but I could see a scenario in which Johnny V says, you know what, look, I'm going to let this horse go on the rail, and who knows, if they all let him go, and if he could settle down, you know, sort of on a loose and easy lead, I think State of Honor becomes a little more dangerous. Always Dreaming, again, another Pletcher with a lot of buzz around him. My only concern with him is that really the last two races was never really challenged. put up a 71 buyer speed figure last out, which is extremely low for this field. It was also a 14-point regression off of his maiden win. Mm. And so I don't know, again, visually that race, he won it by four lengths. I just don't know that it was the kind of race that necessarily gives me confidence going into this one to say, yes, this horse is the horse to beat. So I do have some concerns with Always Dreaming. Add to the fact he's going to be a really short price. I couldn't bet Always Dreaming myself.
Well, americasbestracing.net is where you'll find this man's work, Dan Torgerman. If you go there right now, you can look at Dan's double, Derby prep picks.
There you go.
That is today's Louisiana Derby and the Florida Derby, and then Dan gives a strategy on a $10 bet, on a $25 budget, or on a $50 budget, which I love those. That helps you, because you can sit there and go an hour trying to figure out how you're going to allocate your budget. But
it's tough. Half the challenge is actually picking the races and picking the horses, and the other half the challenge is figuring out how to bet them. And it's much harder, obviously, to figure out how to bet them. Picking a winning horse is sometimes far easier. But I would say go to americasbestracing.net. I actually did pick a 30-1 shot in the Florida Derby, so I'll leave it at that.
Unbridled holiday, right?
Oh, he's trying to get you to the site, Dan.
We're teasing. We're trying to push people to the site. But yeah, you got it. Hopefully, yeah. I mean, maybe people just kind of zoned out for that.
Oh, there's plenty more. There's the cheat sheets too. You don't even have to listen to Dan. You just go through and read what's already there, and then make your own decisions.
Yeah, a lot more concise and articulate. Those cheat sheets that are written up by the crew back in Kentucky. So yeah, no, those are good to look at too. There are a bunch of other racing analysis selections for today's races too. So check them out. Appreciate again the time, guys. But this is the best time of year. This is like the holiday season in horse racing, and so
yeah, it's when the field really starts taking shape now. Yeah.
Absolutely. Big races this weekend, Keeneland next weekend. It's a great time to be alive.
Well, enjoy New Orleans at Chifalaya for brunch tomorrow, and then we'll give you some recommendations in Lexington.
Giacomo's for dinner, and then, when you get to Lexington, well, you came to the Breeders' Cup, so you know what to do.
You know what? I actually was not at that Breeders'
Cup. Oh, no! All right.
Sore subject, though. But we'll make up for it next weekend.
Yes. You've got a whole month to make up for it here at Keeneland. Thanks again, Dan. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
All right.
americasbestracing.net. Dan Torgerman there, at Denonymous Man on Twitter. Back with more on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
Here on ESPN Sports Radio, 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
There's a storm brewing. A firestorm at Nellie Burton Steakhouse and Sports Bar on 4th Street in Danville. Get ready to raise your game, because watching sports will never be the same. Finally, an interactive mobile sports app that puts you in the game. Fire Fan. Predict scores, call the plays in real time, compete with other players, and earn loyalty points. To play, download the free Fire Fan app now and enter the rewards code PLAYDANVILLE. That's rewards code PLAYDANVILLE. Play the game with Nellie Burton Steakhouse and Sports Bar in Danville and ignite your passion with Fire Fan.
Have you ever thought about what's inside the air inside your home? Soot, pollen, dust, fungal spores. Maybe you should talk indoor air quality with Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling.
Uh-oh. Hi, it's Kim. And ladies, we know the guys don't make all the decisions. So call me at 859-252-3519 to schedule any of your plumbing, heating, or cooling needs today.
Visit BarkleyBlevins.com for more information. Indoor air quality with Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling.
There's a storm brewing. A firestorm at Nellie Burton Steakhouse and Sports Bar on 4th Street in Danville. Get ready to raise your game, because watching sports will never be the same. Finally, an interactive mobile sports app that puts you in the game. Fire Fan. Predict scores, call the plays in real time, compete with other players, and earn loyalty points. To play, download the free Fire Fan app now and enter the rewards code PLAYDANVILLE. That's rewards code PLAYDANVILLE. Play the game with Nellie Burton Steakhouse and Sports Bar in Danville and ignite your passion with Fire Fan.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
So, Daniel, are you going to be watching the Final Four tonight?
I don't know. Depends on the weather. If it's nice outside, I'll grill and then see what the wife wants to do. If she wants to watch the Final Four, we'll watch it. If she doesn't, I am all fine with watching any of those shows.
Yes, yeah.
That I said we were missing, like Homeland, The Americans, Mr. Robot, or a movie. Because I'm telling you, there's no better time for television at your house than right now.
Yeah.
With an Apple TV, with Netflix, with Amazon.
It's perfect.
My TV has a little button. I just hit the home button. And then it has the options of what I want to choose. And it's DirecTV, Amazon, Netflix.
Apple TV.
Or like a pay service like Vudu or...
Hulu?
You know, Hulu, but maybe Vudu is like the movies, all the movies.
Yeah, I think so.
And then Apple, all the movies as well. So you could watch, you could buy, rent a movie for $6. You got Netflix or...
I finally saw Get Out. I've really been wanting to see that.
Get Out.
Because it had like...
Which one was that?
It was...
Oh, yeah, the scary movie.
Yes, but it had like the world's best Rotten Tomatoes rating ever, right? Like it was at 100% for a while. I think it went down to like 99 or 98, but...
Written by Peele or Key? Which one?
Peele. Yeah.
Peele put it, yeah. Yeah, I've heard. What do you think?
It was good.
Yeah?
It was good. Not as horrifying. I mean, it's... I would say there's more of a social commentary to the movie.
I could tell. I saw an interview with
And there were some funny parts. There was some comic relief in there, as you might expect.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I saw an interview with him where he spoke of the way he approached it, the way he thought about it, and it was...
But it was
social commentary.
It was totally different than any other horror movie. It was good.
Yeah.
It was good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, so I don't know. I wouldn't mind seeing a movie.
Beauty and the Beast?
No. No. Definitely not Beauty and the Beast.
Power Rangers? No.
Baby Boss?
Maybe. I would watch Baby Boss because Alec Baldwin's in it, and Alec Baldwin is my spirit animal.
It looks funny. The kids would love it. So I don't know. UK football today, I don't know if they've scrimmaged already. They're currently scrimmaging. They're probably out there scrimmaging now. But the spring game is just 2 weeks away now, April 14th, 7:30. Biggest news of the week is probably CJ Conrad coming back to practice. He had off-season shoulder surgery. So you have CJ Conrad. You have Greg Hart.
The biggest news of the week is how much Steven Johnson is eating.
Well, yeah. That was pretty big. Greg Hart and... Justin Rigg. But they raved about him last year as a freshman, and then he really didn't get a chance, too much of a chance. And so now, those three guys... Conrad, Riggs, and Hart, there's no room for Dakota Holzclaw, who is about like 6'8 or something like that. Big kid. But skinny, and thought he was going to be a receiver, and then it turned out he had moved to tight end. And then with those three guys ahead of him, he's like, too crowded, I'm gone. So he left. And then we already knew Jeff Badette was leaving, but he goes to Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think...
He loves them Stoops.
I got to think that once Badette told Mark Stoops, I want to go. And they had the conversation about it, and Mark Stoops was convinced that Jeff Badette was convinced the best thing for him to do is go elsewhere. I think Mark Stoops still cares about guys. I think he's made that... Who came back? Who was that? Was it Lloyd Tubman? No. Mm-mm. It was... the defensive end.
Jason Hatcher.
He had to go because he got in trouble. But he was back working out at UK for pro day. You know, so he's still just because you
got a couple chances too.
Yeah, and just because you do something wrong or decide to leave doesn't mean that Mark Stoops turns his back on you and is like, get out. We hate you now. So I think it's very possible that Stoops said, well, if you do want to go, may I recommend to you my brother Bob? Their offense is
better than ours.
Yeah. Their offense is going to give you a chance to catch 70 balls and go for 1,000 yards. You have that kind of speed. So I think that's probably how that came about.
Yeah.
Would be my guess. All right, we got to take a break. Back with more on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I'm going to tell you something that the insurance industry is going to be absolutely furious about me sharing with you. Most consumers, year in and year out, just renew their existing insurance policies blindly. You may not even notice the rate increases, but they're there. Over the years, you are paying way too much needlessly. My suggestion, each year, get a new quote from 3 independent agents. And don't use the online services. They're owned by insurance companies. If all of us did this every year, we would save billions of dollars in business, life, disability, and auto premiums. And if your agent doesn't add uninsured motorists to your policy, don't buy from them. They're not on your side. At Morgan & Morgan, we represent consumers. Morgan & Morgan, for the people. .com.
Offices Lexington.
Over 40 fresh trades under $10,000 have just arrived at the big used car store on Nicholasville. Get financing as low as 1.9% for 60 months on Toyota certified used vehicles. Buy with zero down. Company owned Camrys just released. Save thousands while they last. And credit help is always available with our on-site finance experts. Plus, get a free trade appraisal. Get to the big used car store on Nicholasville before the inventory runs out. Vehicles priced under 10 grand are now available. You must act now. Supplies are limited. Hurry to the big used car store on Nicholasville. Right across from
Toyota Nicholasville.
The big Toyota store.
Where price sells cars.
Toyota on Nicholasville.com.
With approved credit, financing is $17.49 per month per 1,000 borrowed with zero down. Example 2010 Toyota Corolla LS. Stock T66769A. Sale price $6,900. $649 dealer fee plus tax. Tag and title subject to prior sale. Expires 4/3/17.
We know today you don't just want a deal, you want a steal. And that's just what you'll find at Kasai Oriental Rug Outlet. With more than 5,000 rugs in stock and 100,000 more online, we offer the largest selection of quality rugs in the Midwest. All sizes, colors, and styles. New, old, antique, and all on sale at prices so low they should be illegal. We beat any store or online prices by 20% guaranteed. Kasai Oriental Rug Outlet in the Idle Hour Shopping Plaza on Richmond Road in Lexington. Visit us at KasaiRugs.com. That's K-H-A-Z-A-I Rugs.com. Or call 272-4900. Kasai, we make luxury affordable.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know, we were talking about UK football just before the break. And we have to mention this. UK football fan, UK fan, but football especially, Jim Brown, has died. If you're not familiar with him, he attended 412 straight UK football home games. He did not miss a single UK football home game between 1945 and 2009. That is mind-blowing to me.
It is.
I mean, I know I've seen...
Talk about being there through thick and thin.
I've read about him before. But I don't know. It just didn't occur to me, really. No, I guess I do remember the article where he kind of went through all the near misses and what he's had to endure and, you know, everything. I'd like to see Kentucky.com put that back out, by the way. Mark Story, if you're out there listening, I'm pretty sure it was you who wrote that article on Jim Brown. I need to catch that. The one from a few years ago that went through everything. But, yeah, you just... It's life.
That is yeah. life. 1945 to 2009. That is your life that happened. And so everything that happened in your life.
It's 64 years.
You still found a way to get to the football game on Saturday.
Yeah. That's amazing.
My goodness. I'm just trying to get to the grocery once a week. Kind of important that I do.
I would say that at my place right now, too. There is, it's slim pickings over there. There is not a lot to eat. And Josh's wife has been out of town this week on vacation, so he's been fending for himself.
Cereal for breakfast.
I can only assume he's been eating cat and
cereal
dog
for dinner.
Food.
I mean, yeah, sorry. Cat and dog food.
What have you been?
What's the diet like at the Josh Green bachelor pad?
Oh, I see, man. He's back on Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
The wife is away!
Just one can.
The
on the weekend.
It's away! I feel you, bro. I feel you.
Got to push through it, you know. But, you know, I've had some Spam, some fried Spam. I love just for breakfast, just a little bit, you know, cut it up, put it in with the eggs.
Just to start the day off,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, just to start the day off.
Nothing like some fried Spam.
And then pizza rolls. And then pizzas, because my wife does not like any of those.
She doesn't like frozen pizzas?
She only likes the DiGiorno, like the expensive $10. Like, I'm like, no, we can just get one for a dollar and fold it up like a taco.
Totino's?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Oh, yeah.
Or Jack's.
Or Jack's is good if you can get those on sale. Ooh.
I haven't seen Jack's. Totino's I'm familiar
with. Yeah. Or Tony's.
Tony's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then cereal. A lot of Fruity Pebbles.
Hey. If you're going to do it,
that's my jam.
Do it right.
Oh, yeah.
Fruity Pebbles is the way to go.
In the mixing bowl. Because like when we first got married, her grandma gave me a mixing bowl. She gave me a mixing bowl set, and I was like, well, I don't bake, but I got a big bag of cereal, so I just dump it in there.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Did you really do that?
Oh, yeah.
What's the movie where the guy is, I can't even remember his name. Judge Reinhold, maybe? No, maybe it's not him.
Judge Reinhold.
No.
Yeah, I think it is.
And the he's like writing an opera about a vampire or something, and then
and his leaving Sarah Marshall.
Sarah Marshall.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
He sits down with like a mixing bowl.
Yeah. Jason Segel
full of cereal. Yeah. That's what I think of. Now the best frozen pizza out there, underrated, people probably don't even know about it. It's called Reggio's.
And I don't know about it.
It is Chicago style crust. But it's not the deep dish, like it's not the pie that takes 45 minutes to cook. It's still a regular crust, like in size, but the crust itself is like buttery. It tastes like Chicago style pizza.
Hmm.
And I'm telling you,
I've not heard of that or tried it.
I think they're $5.
The California Pizza Kitchen ones are good.
I've not tried too many of those.
A little bit pricier.
That sounds fancy.
Yeah.
It's Totino's.
It's out of your league, Josh. Let me just put it that way. Okay. You, yeah. Just take it from me. I know you'll never try it. Okay. They're pretty good.
Sounds like it's got vegetables and stuff on it.
Well, thank God you found a woman, because Spam, Totino's, pizza rolls, and Fruity Pebbles is no way to go for long. I mean,
you've made it this far, right, Josh?
Yeah, I can do it.
Yeah, it's a...
Also, I don't know what to watch. Like, because we have shows we watch together, and I'm like, oh, you know, I started Friday Night Lights the other day. But too dramatic for me.
You are woefully behind the times, my friend.
I know.
I have in my Netflix queue at least 100 things, and probably half of them or more, my wife has no interest in whatsoever. I'd say 25% of it is some sports related documentary. Or a 30 for 30, or something like that, or sports movie. And then there's just like stupid comedies that my wife just hates. Like she just, it's not a Will Ferrell fan, you know.
That
I know
is
I know.
That's anti-American.
I don't know why. She likes funny. It's not like she doesn't get comedy, but if it's just the hair too dumb.
Mm-hmm. I like the dumb stuff too.
Especially Will Ferrell. I mean, Step Brothers. I think it's his greatest accomplishment, and I know Talladega Nights. I know Anchorman.
Step Brothers was phenomenal.
It was. I mean, when he
Blades of Glory did not care for that one.
I liked that one too.
Really? What about Old School? Old School and Wedding Crashers.
Well, he was in Wedding Crashers.
Yeah. He was the ultimate Wedding Crasher.
But Step Brothers had like so many little subtleties. Like at one point, he's wearing a shirt that says Judd's, has picture of the Judd's on the front, and on the back it says, "Why not me?"
For my money, there will never be some funnier than Pan.
Are you saying
Pam? Are you saying Pan?
He's sitting behind him and he cuts one. He's like, no, that wasn't me.
They have tuxedos on. And they're wearing tuxedos. Are you saying Pan?
Or when John C. Reilly walks up to his dad and says, when she comes over here, Dad, and I'm coming out of the shower, and she takes a look at me, says, I've had the old man. Now what about the young stallion? He said, shut up! Just shut up! Step Brothers is phenomenal.
That's a great movie.
It is a great movie. All right, tomorrow on the show, we're working on it.
How's that for a tease? Yeah. Stay tuned, my friends.
You never know. Thanks for joining us today. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
It happens just once a year.
It was well worth the wait.
Where dreams begin.